It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 20th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $64,037. ETH is up 1.5% at $3,348. And Binance Coin overtaking Solana is up 3.5% at $536. Well, MicroStrategy has purchased an additional 9,245 Bitcoins in cash. This boosts their total Bitcoin holdings to over 1% of Bitcoin's total supply. The purchase was made between March the 11th and March the 18th at an average price of $67,300 per Bitcoin. They used $592 million from a recent private offering of convertible senior notes and $30 million of excess cash for this acquisition. MicroStrategy's total purchase for all Bitcoins is about $7.5 billion, with the current market value exceeding $13.5 billion. Well, Genesis Global Capital has agreed to pay a $21 million civil penalty as part of a settlement over charges brought by the U.S. SEC. The charges were related to the unregistered offer and sale of securities through Gemini Earn. The settlement includes a permanent injunction. However, payment to the SEC will only occur after all allowed claims by the bankruptcy court are settled, including those of retail investors from the Gemini Earn program. The SEC initially charged Genesis and Gemini Trust Company on January the 12th of last year, focusing on the Gemini Earn program, which allowed retail investors to loan their crypto assets to Genesis in exchange for promised interest payments. Well, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, is teaming up with Securitize to launch a tokenized private equity fund. The fund, named BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, requires a minimum investment of $100,000 from outside investors. Last week, BlackRock filed a notice with the SEC regarding the fund, but no launch date was provided. Securitize Markets, a digital assets platform, is facilitating the sale. The token for the fund was created on the Ethereum blockchain with a maximum of 100 tokens, but currently has only one holder. Alexey Pirtsev, developer of Tornado Cash, has been indicted in the Netherlands for allegedly laundering $1.2 billion through the crypto mixer. The indictment accuses Pirtsev of involvement in 36 illegal transactions on the platform, including one linked to the Ronin Bridge hack. Pirtsev is set to stand trial on March the 26th, facing charges related to money laundering and other financial crimes. He was initially arrested in August of 2022. And finally, Immutable, Polygon Labs, and King River Capital have joined forces to raise $100 million for a new Web3 gaming fund called the Inevitable Games Fund. The fund, which has already completed its first close at $30 million, aims to invest in early-stage Web3 gaming startups. The fund has already made 7 early-stage investments and builds upon the collaborative relationship between Immutable, Polygon Labs, and King River Capital. The launch aligns with a broader trend of increased investments in the gaming sector within the crypto market. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.